Surviving the Holidays, for Starseeds. Hello and welcome, thank you for coming to my channel once more. I hope you are all very much okay. I am Marie, talking with my fingers again, punching keys as I do every day, and in an attempt to get a little closer to all of you, beautiful people. Well, it looks like the end of the year is on us again, and with it the holidays, and all that they mean and bring. Yes, my best data states that Santa Claus was invented by the Coca-Cola Company at the end of the 19th century, and he is their property, as a concept, and the New Year is also highly artificial as the real New Year, when Earth cycles really start over is in the spring equinox, usually on March 21st, although this year I read it will be on the 19th. And the three holy kings are part of a biblical story that was written and imposed on the people for population control purposes, and didn't actually exist, even though theologians and researchers pin their identity on one or another real person, attempting to validate the Bible. And at the center of all this, is the birth of Jesus Christ, which those same theologians don't even agree when it was supposed to have really happened. And I know my group insists that he never existed as such, although I must state that there were many people back then who were all called Christ, those were Gnostic wise men, all considered a Christ, and this also explains why the biblical Christ is mentioned in places as far away as India, or even Japan, if I remember correctly. They are simply enmeshing together several people into one, to create the biblical Christ, and with this also exaggerating his attributes for population manipulation purposes. But on the other hand, for centuries, and even today, Christ has existed in the minds and hearts of countless people, as the ultimate representation of goodness, and unconditional love. And with no doubt as an egregore, if you want, he is a beacon and a guide for countless people, who look for hope, and something to hold on to in their lives, giving them company and someone to be able to talk to, and as the only example of spirituality all souls need, as there is an internal urge in all people with a soul, to look for answers and comfort, about this life not being all there is, as a survival mechanism to face their own mortality, and that of their loved ones. Being that the only problem about this positive part of the Christ myth and present reality in the hearts and minds of the people, is that he has been heavily weaponized, for population control purposes, as you already know. Surviving the holidays. If you are blessed with a beautiful and loving, like-minded family, who loves to be together in harmony, exchanging gifts, then you are very lucky, but this is not so for the vast majority of starseeds, and highly aware and conscious individuals, of all ages. The problem starts when you are not like-minded with the rest of your family, and more often than not, they do not respect your uniqueness, nor your ideas and values, perhaps also resenting you for not being how you were before, when you were more obedient and cooperative with them, before all those strange conspiracy theories, awareness ideas, and extraterrestrials entered your head, as they probably think. This is when the starseed suddenly finds him, or herself forced into cooperation, and into doing things he or she does not want, having to follow rituals, and gatherings that simply no longer go with the way they think, things that go against their vibration and integrity as sentient individuals, because they can see right through the meanings of each one of them, and do not agree. Then, so many starseeds and highly awakened aware people are also faced with the obligation of sharing a table with uncomfortable family members, and other people, who simply do not agree with them at very deep levels. Toxic family members who are experts in pushing the starseeds' buttons, people who have always diminished and made fun of their thoughts and ideas, especially now that they think even more dissimilar than when they were younger. People who have literally become highly toxic for the starseeds, as they know where and how to gaslight the starseed or starseeds, forcing them to reconsider the way they differently think, skillfully imposing socially accepted arguments and values on them, lowering their self-esteem, and sabotaging their spiritual growth and path. This damage can then take weeks, months, or even years for the starseed to resolve, because being highly empathic, they many times fail to recognize when they are being attacked, discredited, or gaslightened, and always in favor of keeping the peace of the moment during the holidays meetings, avoiding making a scene. More so, because the starseed, knowing he or she thinks differently, knows that any scene that may happen will be blamed on them who are the strange and unusual ones, and not on the socially acceptable matrixed family member, who is seen as only attempting to give the starseed some useful life advice, as in their opinion they are straying from what is correct, and they say all that, what they think is constructive criticism, for their own good. The starseed, anticipating and knowing all this, is faced with either standing by himself or herself, defending his or her new values and ideas, even to the point of having to face a probable scene, or at least an uncomfortable moment, or swallow everything, leaving aside those new values, in the name of a peaceful holiday reunion. But this last option, which is basically wearing a mask for the holidays in the name of keeping everything nice and smooth for the rest of the family, also ends up hurting the starseed's self-esteem, as it means leaving aside who they truly are, having been forced to agree with things that no longer agree with them. All this completely against their will, while having to withstand all those toxic family members, many of whom are narcissists, who will always patronize them, because, in their minds, they are still the immature 15-year-old, or the little boy or girl they left behind, even if the starseed is now an adult in their 40s or beyond. Because so many of these toxic family members tend to think that time has not passed, and everything is still as when they last saw the starseed, during their last visit a decade or more ago, all this because they cannot see beyond their narcissistic point of view, and this is especially common in the case of mothers and fathers. All this forces the starseed into an extremely stressful situation during the holidays, and that is perceived as a lose or lose situation, because anything they may choose to do will inevitably bring hurt, feelings of guilt, and low self-esteem, as well as a long wake of overthinking about the situation for months after, always ruminating what he or she would, or should have said or done, when disrespected at the holidays reunions. It becomes a very stressful situation, where the starseed has to choose between making a scene and being heavily disrespected by unwanted family members and acquaintances, or hating themselves for not having been able to defend and stand by their values, opinions, and way of thinking. As this is most probably not the first holiday season the starseed has gone through, he or she anticipates what has happened before, predicting with clockwork precision exactly what will happen this time, and all this more often than not, will cause the starseed to loathe the holiday season altogether. Many times there doesn't even need to be any confrontation at all for the starseed to feel extremely uncomfortable during the holidays, as the simple disparity of ideas, which are vibrations, is enough to make them sick and want to run away back into their rodina, which is their favorite place where they feel safe, and where they recharge their spiritual energy. I say all this because I want you to know that I understand your situation, and I have lived one or another version of it, when I was younger and living on Earth, as many of you who have followed me for a while, know. But which is the best way to face this very starseedish problem during the holidays? First of all, only you can know how much it affects you, and why, which of the people you dislike hurt you the most, and why, so the first, and most important step to knowing how to survive the holidays, is to trust yourself, and trust your points of view, discernment and values. If you can, avoid going to those family reunions which low loathe standing by your beliefs and values above those of others. Only when you are grounded and secure can you be in a position to help others. If you choose to go, then you must know that it is useless to try to convince socially accepted, matrixed people of your more expanded points of view and understanding of the universe. Remember that they simply do not have all the knowledge background you have. Your more expanded way of thinking is the result of an enormous amount of background data you have amassed and accumulated during all the years of your spiritual and awakening journey, and even beyond, as you do carry experience and knowledge from your past incarnations. It will be impossible to explain it all to them in the 3 minutes or less they will give you during an after-table talk. The socially acceptable people tend to feel they are right all the time, simply because they have all the matrix mechanism behind them, all the media, and the opinion of countless other like-minded matrixed people, all validating their ideas. Just notice that when you are trying to explain something complex and out of the box, for example, the reasons why the recent world health issue was false, they will always answer you with the same arguments they heard on TV and the news, so they tend to have the precise and exact counter-arguments to whatever you may say, even though you are the one who is right, and they are not, as they are nothing more than more agents of the matrix, doing their best to normalize you. Moreover, they tend to defend themselves against your strange and unusual arguments, simply because they are so convinced that they are correct, that your words are taken as a personal attack, so you are only talking to a bruised or wounded ego that has become encrusted and inaccessible to your logical arguments. My point is that there is no use in arguing with them, you will not change their minds, so flow with the situation whenever you can. I know you are eager to share all the information you have acquired, and you want to make people see the truth, see reality, to help elevate the frequency of the planet, and help fight all the plans of the evil cabal. I hear you, my friends. But please know that you don't have to become confrontational, nor do you have to impose anything with arguments, because no matter how logical and correct they may be, you will not be able to access, nor change a mind that is too full of themselves and matrix ideas, to be able to fit any new ones inside. All you need to help the planet is to develop yourself, to be congruent and faithful to your values and ideas, that is the way to go. Work on yourself and protect your energy. You don't have to share your values with them, on the contrary, you shouldn't let them know what you are doing, what you are working on and how you think, because that way they do not have the tools or anything to attack you with. This is especially the case with family members that you know are toxic to you, because if you tell them how you think, what you are doing, how, and why, they will inevitably use all that against you. You must know that everything is there in your life for a reason and with a purpose, because those people are there to stop your spiritual expansion. They are literally agents of the system, set there in place to make your life more difficult, and to prevent you from escaping the matrix, even though they use a mask of being good old Uncle Joe, or your brothers and sisters, mother, father or whoever, and even if you love them, because I know you do, at least in most cases. Being silent in holiday reunions is advisable and necessary, and this means that you must also learn to be able to change the subject of conversation when they start to question you and your life too much, and you must also learn to set healthy barriers and limits with them. You must learn to be comfortable with the word, no. And despite all, this try to take only the good parts of these holiday season, the good food for example, focus on the good and not on the potentially uncomfortable moments, all this especially if you are unable to avoid them altogether for whatever reason, for example in the case of many starseeds who still live with their parents, as so many still do, precisely because they are star seeds, who do not like to play the system's sick games. And for those of you who can actually choose not to go, well, it's your right, your life, and that is where you must respect yourself the most, and not bother worrying about what others may think of you. And above all, never let other people, matrixed or not, walk all over you. You must remain strong and congruent with your values, yours, and not the ones of others. Remember that even though you may be sharing the same table, you live in completely different parallel realities and levels of consciousness. Remember that you have the capacity to understand their level, but they cannot understand you and yours. They cannot because you are so much more expanded than them. Stay strong out there, dear starseeds, and enjoy whatever parts of the holidays you can, while saying no to whoever and whatever you do not agree with and do not like. Take care of yourselves, remember that above all. Watch out for drunk drivers. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing, I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.